USA Radio News.
House Speaker Paul Ryan said on Thursday that President Trump would not sign the stopgap funding bill that the Senate passed, a move that now which dramatically increases the risk of a partial government shutdown, to which Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News.
I think shutdowns are more hype than reality. I think the thing that should upset the American people is that it actually costs more to shut it down because we always pay the people for not working.
Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker does not have to recuse himself from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein today from the Justice Department.
We've continued to manage the investigation as we have in the past, and it's being handled appropriately. Whether it's Bob Mueller or Rod Rosenstein or Matt Whitaker or Bill Barr, that investigation is going to be handled appropriately by the Department of Justice.
Things not looking so good on Wall Street as the Dow is down right around 400 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The Justice Department is indicting two Chinese nationals for hacking. The two are accused of stealing information from at least 45 U.S. government agencies and tech companies. U.S. officials say cyber attacks represent economic espionage. The Fed Reserve announced it would be raising interest rates for the fourth and final time this year on Wednesday. There's been a lot of talk whether President Trump should be tweeting about the Fed Reserve raising rates. Well, Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News he's okay with it.
No, I don't know if they are that influenced by, you know, their positions are long-term positions. People worry about the political arm, the president, Congress beating up on the Fed. I think they're fairly independent. I can't imagine, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Fed right, or their policy or that they control so much of our economy. And yet, I do think that they actually don't respond to us. You know, the whole idea of us auditing them, they're sort of afraid that we would somehow have oversight over the Fed. Well, my goodness, that would be a great idea to have more oversight of the Fed.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The flu kills right around 30,000 people in the United States each year, and the disease remains largely mysterious. Now, one of the things that's used to treat the flu by a lot of doctors is Tamiflu. Dr. Jeremy Brown is author of a new book titled Influenza, The 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History, and I asked him about Tamiflu.
Yes, Tamiflu is a drug that has provoked some controversy, not really about whether it works, but really how effective it is. So it does seem to have an effect against the virus, but in terms of what that translates to, the best evidence that we have is that Tamiflu shortens the length of your symptoms by about a day, by about 18 hours on average. So you're thinking about taking a medicine like Tamiflu, on average it will shorten your symptoms by about a day, and it has not been shown to reduce the complication rate from viral pneumonia or to reduce the number of hospitalizations. So Tamiflu is a drug that works very modestly at best, and yet it is part of our strategic national stockpile that is kept by the government in the event of a massive flu outbreak to treat us. We certainly need a better drug than Tamiflu and drugs like it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.